We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
These days are always fun. Thanks to Rick Kemp for quarterbacking everything as our executive producer, Mike Rankin, for helping out. Our guests were Mark Grody and Anthony Herron. And thanks to our other guests who we had scheduled for being flexible today. Obviously busy on Twitch. Evan Thomas and Connor O'Donnell handled that. And Ray Diaz and our honorary intern helped out as well.
I saw the honorary intern today. Back-to-back days.
Yeah, well, the schedule's all, it's finals week there, and they get out early, and rather than having to drive home and back, I just have him come over here. And
did he get the tater tots? I keep trying to tell him.
I don't know.
It's right there for him.
Tater is in one of the Matt Eberflus anagrams. I believe it's, is it tater fumbles? I think that's...
Great.
That's how they get all the turnovers.
Tater fumbles, right? Lawrence Holmes is here. You've obviously have had some other non-radio responsibilities today because you look like a grown-up.
Yeah, I was doing TV over at Channel 9 this morning. So I was in a meeting afterwards talking about my performance, and they're like, oh, it's a good thing nothing happened while you were in your meeting. And
Hello,
it's Matt Eberflus time.
You know, it feels weird not knowing what offense the Bears are running yet. Not knowing who's in charge of the offense and who's in charge of Justin Fields.
Well, Matt Eberflus is in charge of Justin Fields.
But he's not.
Well, for right now, perhaps. While I do think that it would be fair for anyone to look at this hire and go, oh, they did the thing where... you went opposite because you went with an offensive guy and then you went with a defensive guy. And they're both named Matt and Ryan. I think that there are a lot of things for a Bears fan to kind of look at this sideways and go, I don't know about this. And I think that that's fair. I think that it's completely fair and justified to go, I'm not sure about this. There's also a part of it with knowing some of the inspiration and where Matt Eberflus draws from to go, oh, we're going all the way back to the Lovey stuff. At least it'll be familiar to most Bears fans.
It gives us a leg up in scouting it.
No doubt.
Those of us, and when I say us, I mean you, the longtime Bears fan, that this will be a defense that you're going to have to recalibrate a little bit, but you're going to know it when you see it.
I got text messages. I sent one to Lance Briggs, and I sent one to Alex Brown. And I asked Lance, I said, is Roquan you in this defense? And he said, he's more me than he'd be 54. So.
Yeah, I think 54 was such a unicorn that it changed the way, it changed it from the Tampa to the Chicago two.
Yes, to the Lovey two. Because they could do stuff with their middle linebacker that no other defense that ran cover two could do. Because he could cover so much ground. It made things a lot easier for everyone else. And I asked Alex the same thing. Alex and Lance are in unison. They think that Roquan in this defense is a Will, not a Mike.
What do you think? What was your thought when you first heard Bears hire Matt Eberflus? Go.
Fine. I do wish that there had been more people added to the party. It's harder for me to believe that these were the only three coaches that Ryan Poles wanted to talk to. It does feel like you can choose, but you can only choose from this buffet. You can't bring anything else into this. And yes, it's going to be your choice, and we get to sell it. Even last night, I appreciated they did it again, where they were talking about he interviewed Eberflus.
They were talking about it correctly.
Dan Quinn. Yes. I think their messaging has been on point with that. I do think that it allows for all of us to kind of go, but did he though? Like, the seriously, did he? Or did you offer him up? This is what the selection committee has. This is who we think would be head coaches. You get to be the final vote on the three people that we chose. Instead of, don't you think it's weird that someone who worked in Kansas City for 12 years didn't add Eric Bieniemy or Dave Tobe to this party?
Not necessarily. I think that is a fair question to ask. I don't necessarily, I wouldn't characterize it as that. But
how would you characterize it?
I mean, it could just be.
Maybe he doesn't think they're head coaching material.
Maybe he knows them well enough to not include them.
100%.
And that's okay.
I agree.
It's okay. But as I understand it, it was coincidental that Ryan Poles did have Matt Eberflus on his personal short list, independent of that of Polian, Phillips, McCaskey, however you want to describe that brain trust. What I don't know is if that coincidence helped him get the Bears job.
Right.
That's what I don't know.
That he was able to talk the talk because...
Or they just said, hey, you know, he's here in the building. He's going to go talk to Minnesota. He likes the same guy we like. Maybe this is just kind of how it's supposed
kismet.
To be. That this is collaboration. This is Bearsness. Let's go. It's possible. And I don't know that that's the fact. But I would never put it past this team looking for something comfortable.
Well, it's comfortable on a couple of different levels. It's comfortable because you have all of the Bears stuff. But then you have the extra layer of Bears stuff. Where, oh yeah, we probably should have hired Chris Ballard. If Chris Ballard thinks that this guy is really smart, then maybe we should hire him. And then you get to kind of...
He does, by all accounts.
You get to backdoor the Chris Ballard hire by hiring someone that Chris Ballard hired.
You also know it's going to be well-received among your vocal forward-facing alumni.
You know that. And the idea of going back to a cover two is something that your most present alums are going to be able to speak on intelligently. They don't have, and if Rod Marinelli shows up, then it'll be great. It also allows for the fans to kind of know what to expect defensively, but the questions persist. You have a quarterback here that you're hoping to bring along. How does Matt Eberflus go about doing that? What does he think? What does Ryan Poles think of Justin Fields? And can they turn him into the quarterback that they want him to be, or does the search continue? And Justin Fields would have to prove his way into being their guy.
Rod Marinelli is going to be on with Parkins and Spiegel, scheduled for 2:10, so just about 2 hours from now. Make sure that you mark it down that Rod Marinelli will be here on The Score talking about all of this and maybe his own candidacy to be defensive coordinator or special advisor to the head coach.
Who was the offensive name that you brought up earlier that might be connected from the Eagles for them?
I forgot it already. Portulo? I got to look it up. But it was a name I had never heard of.
What was the comp that I was telling you as far as growth chart that you'd like to see from year one to year two with Justin Fields? The quarterback of the Eagles.
Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I still... Fields had better be significantly better than that.
He's a better player, but I'm talking about just the developmental arc from year one to year two. Dan, Jalen Hurts accounted for 4,000 yards of offense this year. Justin Fields accounted for 2,100 yards of offense this year. For him to get to 4,000 yards of offense next year and to flip his touchdown to interception ratio, that's a massive undertaking.
The name is Kevin Petullo, Eagles passing game coordinator, Kevin Petullo.
It sounds like Portillo.
Oh, good. Then hire him. Have you already gotten the tweets of the people that say that Matt Eberflus has a sister whose last name is McCaskey?
Not related.
And she's not related.
Stop. The two things we need to stop the whole Ryan Matt.
But I mean, come on.
I know.
It's a weird coincidence.
It is a coincidence, which is what it is. But yes, Kevin Petullo is the passing game coordinator for the Eagles. He was a pass game specialist for the Colts. He was the wide receivers coach for the Colts.
Oh, as a Colts guy, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what we do is we combine the Kansas City guys with the Colts guys now.
It may be what we're doing, yes.
I think it's clearly what we're doing now.
Kevin Petullo, that could be your offensive coordinator.
So,
or
Bill, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. They've got some good people in Indianapolis. Do you have any thoughts outside of Indianapolis? Not really, no. Just there's a lot of good people there. Whether it's the old guy that I used to employ or the new guy that's over there. I know people over there. Everything's fine in Indianapolis.
What's your consulting fee? $500,000.
I'll take $500,000 for that nugget of information. For the same list that the Chicago Tribune put together for you for free, I'll put this list together for you for six figures.
So is this underwhelming? Is this whelming?
Whelming is a good – it's fine.
It's fine.
There's no reason to not like it, right?
Right. Other than the fact
–
And if I'm going to be the same guy that is going to say the Bears will do what's comfortable, I guess I have to be fair and credit them for the discomfort of a young first-time GM and a first-time head coach that has to have some inherent discomfort. Right?
Right.
Okay.
I just, even with the hire of Poles, it's like, okay, let's see. And now we have another data point. The data point is, oh, they added someone that we kind of thought that they would have. That's who they had already talked to, and Tanisha Wade and Lamar Soup Campbell. These are the names that they came up with, and this is the hire. I wouldn't say that it's inspiring, but so what if it's not inspiring if the guy's good at his job? And I'm one of these people that's been saying over the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks since we really started knowing that Matt Nagy was going to be out the door, I don't care about the side of the ball. I don't. What I want to know is, can the person who's in charge put together a staff? Do they actually understand what's happening in the league football-wise? And maybe Matt Eberflus is, because he was dealing with offenses from around the NFL, he kind of knows. What I always hope for with Lovey is what I'll hope for with him. If you're good at defense, can you reverse engineer an offense? Or do you know the people that can help put together a good offense? We'll see. I don't have any strong feelings about it. Like there was no one that I was willing to kind of pound the table for as far as the coaches go. I was more interested in what the general manager's vision is going to be. And this seems safe to me. And maybe that's okay. I'm not sure. But it's also a first-time coach, so it's just like,
I can't wait to hear him talk, because when you tell me that he is a college inside linebacker walk-on at a MAC school who worked his way into all conference status, the figure that he cuts in my mind is of the inevitable Hard Knocks character.
Oh, no.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Whoever it is, whether it's Riley Bullock or one of like that dude, that guy who is Mr. Football.
You mean Tim Shaw?
Yes. Yes, but that should satisfy a certain portion of the fan base that needs their footballness reflected back at them. You'll get that. He'll scratch that itch for you, and there will be this sense of, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps and worked everything and ran. I did this and I did what coach said, and now I'm the coach. And there will be that.
And I'm rubber stamped by Rob Marinelli.
Yeah, I don't want to sell him short. But he's not just that. But those are
some of the bona fides that he has to bring Bears fans along for the ride and say, well, I mean, I've seen the cover too, and I kind of understand it. So he runs that primarily, just like Lovey. He doesn't run it all the time, but primarily that's where he kind of cut his teeth in the business, and it's familiar. What he does with the hires is going to be interesting. And my hope is that the Bears weren't like, oh, the first – coaching domino fell. We needed to get on it right away and hire a coach. I think there were reasons to hire a coach quickly that had nothing to do with the rest of the league. But what type of staff, and were they impressed with the names that were mentioned for the spots of coordinator, especially on the offensive side, since he's already got the defensive bona fides?
We need to call Terry. We have to have Terry Borzon just saying, Eberflus, 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 singing it to the tune of Edelweiss. Eberflus, Eberflus. It just, it doesn't, it's not official to me until I hear Terry say his name.
Okay, those are all fair things to want. Because anytime that we have Terry Borzon on these airwaves, it's a really good idea.
Eberflus.
Eberflus.
What you got today?
This.
Right.
This is going to be the thing.
Good.
J.J. Stankovitz, who used to cover the Bears and now covers the Colts, is going to join us at 12:25. I'm going to take calls, and I'm a little scared too because I heard you take a few of them.
They weren't bad calls. I mean, well, the one guy asking about Chase Daniel wasn't great. But the
where did that come from?
I don't know. I don't know. That there's some
Hall of Famer at the bank.
There's some unhappy or moderately disappointed Bears fans because this isn't Jim Harbaugh.
I understand that too, because resume wise, Jim Harbaugh has a better resume than this. Forget about he used to be a Bear.
Oh, but that would have been like a rock star thing. We knew we were getting a complete lunatic at the microphone.
No
and
doubt.
All of it.
But I'm just talking about actual coaching chops. He has a resume that we can look at and go, this guy has had success. And he's had success using offenses. Granted, it is Greg Roman's offense, but who cares? He was able to coach offense in the pros effectively. So that's what I'm going to do, Dan. I'm going to talk with the people. Jason Leisure is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on it. I'll reach out to a couple more people and see what they have to say about this move, and maybe some of them will join us. All of that is fair game. So thank you.
Enjoy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.